And finally, we arrive at the center of the forest. And there's a clearing, a glade. The moon shines full above. And we sit in the center, like a priestess or a king at the heart of the realm. We just sit. Nothing to do or undo. Nothing to want. Nothing to force. And nothing missing. Everything happens by itself. And that's from a longer poem by a Tibetan practitioner. So the creatures in the forest appear from within and they settle around us. And we open to whatever is there. We become more receptive. We're allowing the creatures, voices, images to arise and pass away. We're not focusing on the emptiness of phenomena, as we are with the ghost. We're not moving towards them, as with the vampire or the dragon. And we're not holding tenderly, like the lost child. Our awareness grows broader, extends upwards to the sky and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded. This state of spiritual receptivity means we're also able to meet whatever arises completely spontaneously. If one of the creatures steps forward into our awareness and does require a bit more engagement, we can meet that and then we can come back to this place of stillness. And from this place, we can recognize the vampire, the dragon, the lost child, the ghost, the gremlins, and we can respond to what it needs with clear seeing compassion. And that is the state of spontaneous compassionate activity. Perhaps we live in the forest. Perhaps we feel like we're always in contact with one of these creatures. Or perhaps the forest is part of a vast internal landscape which we visit from time to time. Don't get too literal. You know, allow your own imagination to wander and for your own connections, your own images, your own associations to come out. I just want to read again from Sangharakshita's book, Creative Symbols for Tantric Buddhism. You have to find some link between your understanding and these powerful, potentially destructive emotional forces. To start with, you have to let yourself just feel the emotion. It's no good saying to yourself, I'm not jealous. I'm a civilized human being. It's a question of coaxing that darkness. And this is a form I haven't had a chance to talk about. But we can think of this as another form that our energies take. Whichever form that are liable to crop up in one's psyche from time to time. And we can get into dialogue with them. This symbolism offers a way of integrating one's unconscious contents by personalizing them and conducting a dialogue with that personalized form. So which of these characters do you recognize? What form do they take for you? It might even be worth asking, well, which of them are you ashamed of? You know, which one do you sort of not want to admit to? What do you do when they show up? You know, do you pretend they're not there? Do you deal with them on your own without telling anyone? Do you meet them full on? What do you do when you see these shadows in others? You know, do you think they're not supposed to be there or that they should have dealt with that by now? We can start to notice, well, what's going on in ourselves? What's going on in our response to others?